Do you ever find yourself having thoughts or dreams of a life that's not exactly yours, but feels oddly familiar? When I was very young, I used to have a dream where I would walk through an open field to reach a large oak tree, and I would crave the serene feeling of being engulfed by the sounds of the summer winds flowing through the earth around me. This dream felt so real, almost too real, like I had once lived it. I remember the dream to this day, but I have since stopped seeing it, as if, as I got older, those other life memories faded away. Reincarnation. It is a theory that we have all thought about. It is the believed theory within many different religions that states when you die and your soul leaves your body, it enters life all over again in the form of someone or something new. Your soul continues this cycle until it reaches pure angelic perfection. Some believe that at times those memories of your previous life don't exactly leave you. They simply find a home in your subconscious. And at times, glimpses come forward. Most people will think them nothing more than wacky, vivid dreams that must hold some sort of new psychological meaning, like spiders in your dreams mean your bad attitude might be holding you back, or falling in your dream is the loss of control in a situation in your life. What if those vivid dreams are so much more? What if to access those locked away memories, we just need to have the human version of a hard factory reset? Dorothy Eddy became the poster child that gave weight to the idea of reincarnation and a woman who baffled the world. In the dead of winter, Dorothy as a child suffers a fall. But when she comes to, there is something different about her. Her speech is different, and as the months go by, she begs her parents to take her home. After a trip to the local museum, entering the Egyptian section, Dorothy burns with a new light, running to the displays, calling it home. This week, we dive into the baffling case of Dorothy Eddy, the London-born woman whose soul woke in a body that longed for a home amongst the pyramids. So, let's dive into that. Welcome to Audibly Haunted. I'm your host, Ani Kachadorian. It comes from the Latin term, precisely meaning entering the flesh again. Reincarnation. Sections of Hinduism, Buddhism, and other religions believe that when the body dies, the soul is transmigrated directly into being reborn in another human or animal. This stands different from Christianity that believes that the soul enters the afterlife in the heavens above or in hell down below. It is believed that the soul enters an endless loop of rebirth, entering the flesh again at the close of life. There is only one reason why the soul stops this cycle, and that is when the soul reaches spiritual insights. This insight brings the soul closer to the higher power, leading it to its liberation, thus stopping the endless cycle. Early Buddhist texts spoke of this cycle and described it within the doctrine of samsara. This section states, suffering-laden cycle of life, death, and rebirth without beginning or end. It states also that the cycle breaks when the soul reaches nirvana from within, bringing them insight to their past lives. Early texts of Buddhism and Hinduism tie another concept in with how reincarnation works. The concept of karma. What you put out into the world, karma will give back to you. If you are unkind and cruel, karma will come for you in the same way. So texts would state that if in one life you are angry and cruel, your soul is rebirthed into a life full of cruelty and struggle. And if you were kind, compassionate, and caring, your soul is rebirthed into a warm and colorful new life. There is, of course, like all spiritual things, no real evidence to prove reincarnation is real. But that is what brings us to the head-scratching story of Dorothy Eddy. Born January 16th, 1904, Dorothy Eddy was a bright and lively little girl. She was so very bright-eyed and curious, like most toddlers are. This made it a hard blow when her mother and father found her crumpled 3-year-old body, lifeless, at the bottom of their long and winding staircase. This brought their lives to a terrible standstill, and they immediately called for a doctor. Only minutes after arriving at the home, the doctor shared the worst news the Eddies expected. Dorothy was pronounced dead. End of story, right? Well, not quite. Dorothy's body was lying in her bed when her parents and doctor left the room and ventured downstairs. It wasn't long before noises caught their attention and they climbed their sanded mahogany staircase to Dorothy's room. An hour after being pronounced dead, Dorothy was sitting upright and restless, sitting in her bed. Thinking they had just witnessed a miracle, they dismissed the doctor to be with their daughter. But what came to follow after this miracle was very unexpected. Dorothy's whole personality changed. Everything about her was different, down to her accent and the way that she spoke. While being within her actual home, Dorothy began asking for her parents to take her home. However, she was not able to state exactly where home was. Her family chalked it up to leftover side effects from the fall and seemingly coming back to life. To lighten up the mood and the anxieties that followed in the later weeks, Dorothy's parents decided to take her out of the house and venture to the local museum. While wandering through a British museum, the family enters the Egyptian exhibit. Spotting a photo, Dorothy slips out of the parental hands holding her and rushes to the photo of the temple of Seti I, the father of Ramses the Great. She reached for the photo, pointed at it, and turned to her parents, excitedly yelling, "There is my home!" Without even a second thought, Dorothy becomes concerned and asks, "Where are the trees? Where are the gardens?" She became more and more enthralled by the exhibit, even kissing the feet of the statues around her and claiming that she was finally among her own people. When coming across a mummy on display, Dorothy ran and sat beside the mummy and asked to be left there. When her mother went to pick her up, she fought her and yelled, "Leave me here! These are my people!" After this visit, and as the years went on, Dorothy would dream of lush gardens and larger-than-life limestone columns. This would lead her to rise in the middle of the night, tearful and heartbroken, and she would beg her parents to take her home. And though they reassured her she was home, nothing calmed the sadness within her, and this became a nightly routine. A few months would go by with the longing for home growing stronger and stronger, when Dorothy would stumble upon Polaroids in the home, showcasing Egypt, the Nile River, native animals, and hieroglyphics that were familiar, but she could not understand them. Within the stacked Polaroids was the photo of the city of Abydos. In it, the temple of Seti I. She ran to her father, photo in hand, and exclaimed, "This is my home. This is where I used to live." Her parents could not make hide nor tail of what was happening to their daughter. She began questioning Christianity within her schooling and spoke of Egyptian paganism, which in the end led her to be expelled from her all-girls school and was even forbidden from joining Sunday Mass. In the end, her questioning got her kicked out of church and the congregation altogether. Her parents, not knowing what to do, would send her off to mental sanitarium after sanitarium, hoping that they can shock the crazy out of her. But nothing took. In the end, Dorothy's beliefs of being Egyptian continued to grow. At the age of 16 years old, Dorothy began receiving something every 16-year-old girl wants: a mysterious ghostly visitor that tells her all about her past life. This ghostly apparition that visited her told her its name was Hor-Ra. Everything it told her, Dorothy wrote down, and bit by bit, memories began flooding her, and in the end, she wrote a 70-page book about her past life. But here's the kicker. The book was not 70 pages of English. No. This was 70 pages of cursive hieroglyphic text. Dorothy never learned or knew how to read or write Egyptian hieroglyphics. The writing went on to describe the life of a young girl who was the daughter of a soldier and a vegetable seller by the name of Pentreshit, meaning harp of joy. Furthermore, she stated that when she was 3, her father gave her to the temple of Seti at Abydos after the death of her mother. Her story continued, stating that at the age of 12, she became a consecrated or blessed virgin of Isis. 2 years later, however, at the age of 14, she met Seti I, and they became lovers. Shortly after their meeting, she became pregnant, and having been a blessed, consecrated virgin, this was a quick ticket to being put to death as the penalty. In the end, she chose to commit suicide rather than face the public scandal and to save her lover from being dishonored. Dorothy, from that point, devoted her life to studying and learning everything there was about Egypt. She would go on to describe her obsession with Egypt to being a spiritual connection, and ultimately stated, "I only have one aim in life, and that was to go to Abydos, to live in Abydos, and to be buried in Abydos." She even began playing with the ideas of reincarnation. In 1933, Dorothy finally made the jump and left her home in England and officially made her home in Cairo. Shortly after, she found love and got married, and from that marriage, she bore a son, who she named Seti, named after the lover she had in this other life. Dorothy then renounced her birth name and adopted a new name of Om Seti, meaning Mother of Seti. Here is where the story gets, well, weird, as if it wasn't already. Dorothy's marriage was a strained one, and her husband and his family grew tired of what would happen to Dorothy. She would suddenly wake in the middle of the night in a trance, quickly grabbing pen and paper and scribbling down pages of hieroglyphics only she could read. It began to take her over. Her husband had even been quoted saying that there were several nights he would wake to a pharaoh kneeling at the foot of their bed. And when they woke, she would state he had promised her Amentet, the ancient Egyptian afterlife. This was the straw that broke the camel's back. And in the end, her husband ended the marriage and moved countries away from her. After years of devoting herself to her studies and claiming to be this Egyptian priestess woman of the past, in her 50s, she was given a chance of a lifetime. The chief inspector of Egypt's antiques department thought her to be a joke and a fraud. So, to see if her claims were real, he invited her to join them in going into Seti I's tomb to study what was inside. Now here is where the story got strange for those around her. The chief wanted to see if she was real, if what she would see and what she knew was actual fact. So he played a game with her. He would tell her about certain murals in the tomb, and then he would ask Dorothy, who had not been in the tombs before, to point them out. Time after time, Dorothy would take them all to the exact spots without missing a beat. Mind you, all of this would be in total complete darkness as well. Dorothy knew exactly where she was going, as if she had lived there before. This was extra strange, considering photos of the location had not yet been published. She would describe the different columns and water canals that were no longer there. She would even translate the hieroglyphics on the walls with ease. The last feat that shocked them all was when she took them to a site and claimed that in the exact spot was a lush and beautiful garden back in the day. Researchers did not fully believe her, but they set on to digging. And sure enough, under the sand and the dirt, they found signs of what was once a garden. At the age of 77, in 1981, Dorothy Om Seti Eddy passed away. The people, though, feared her, and no Christian or Muslim cemetery would accept her. Before her death, she wanted to build a tomb in her backyard, but was denied. In the end, a Coptic, or ancient Egyptian cemetery, gave in and accepted her. They granted her an unwanted piece of land in the desert, with no grave marker, just a pile of stones to mark where she lay. It really is impossible to tell if she really was the reincarnate of an ancient Egyptian priestess. But the story does make you rub your chin and think, She may have seemed like a crazy old lady, but in the end, her unnatural knowledge and supernatural connection to the area stumped Egyptologists. She carried knowledge that, in logical view, she simply should not have had, so how do you explain it all? I do believe that reincarnation does happen, but there's a part of me that feels like the soul chooses whether to live on Earth again or to venture into the afterlife. Maybe this reincarnation resided within Dorothy, the memories deep in her subconscious. Maybe the factor in all of this was the fall she suffered at the age of 3. Call it a human factory reset that allowed the memories to get replayed in this new life, which in turn called upon the spiritual guides that she saw. Who knows? Maybe if she didn't fall, none of this would have happened. She would have just been a regular little girl in England. Whatever did happen within her truly is one of those mysteries that remain forever unexplainable. This has been Audibly Haunted, and I'm your host, Ani Kachadorian. You can find Audibly Haunted wherever you get your podcasts. Spotify, Apple, Google, Amazon, you name it. So give it a listen and drop a rating or a review and tell all your friends. And remember, you can always find Audibly Haunted on Instagram at Audibly Haunted. And if you have a ghost story that you would like to share, I would love to hear it. You can always reach out to me at audiblyhaunted@gmail.com or send me a message on Instagram. I would love to hear from all of you. And I'll see you all next week.